Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rick Dayton on KDKA, as we are delighted to be joined by Dr. Paul Moore right now. Dr. Moore is Professor Emeritus at the University of Pittsburgh School of Dental Medicine. He graduated from dental school here and then bounced about to some other places after his training was complete here, including the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, also was at Harvard sometime, and then asked to come back, and now was part of a big sort of update on some new guidelines having to do with pain management, having to do with dental issues. Dr. Moore, it is wonderful to have you on KDK today. How are you?
Oh, I'm so pleased to be invited. Thank you very much.
This is really an important discussion because the American Dental Association, the ADA, basically came out and was looking at, perhaps unwittingly, we certainly think that's the case, that some dentists may have been prescribing medicines and opioids for tooth pain. And they say, at least in retrospect, we look at that and say that may have contributed to some of the issues having to do with what's going on with so many opioids being out there. When did this discussion begin in terms of, hey, could this be part of the problem?
Certainly, it was a concern back when we all were prescribing lots of opioids, but kind of that all peaked maybe in 2010. And then you've seen prescribing in dentistry and in medicine has decreased pretty significantly. In dentistry, our prescribing of opioids is down 70% from what it was in 2010. And I think it's because there's an awareness that non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen and naproxen are very, very effective for toothache and post-extraction pain. So as we become more aware of how effective those drugs are, we have less of a need to prescribe opioids. And that's certainly something we all like to think about.
Even if we just take a look at the examples from something as as far as culture is concerned, if we take a look at what Hollywood has said, over the years, somebody would, if they were in pain and they were going to have surgery here, bite on this stick, or maybe we're going to use ether or something like that to put them under it. And then we realize, okay, wait a second, there's a better way. It sounds like this is that same kind of advancement to say, wait a second, is this the best way for us to move forward? So how do these NSAIDs, you talked ibuprofen, naproxen, et cetera, how do they allow you to manage pain without the downside of opioids?
Well, I mean, for dental pain, it is, most of our dental pain is inflammatory. So we've taken out a tooth and caused trauma taking out a tooth, or you have a toothache and an infection, and you have inflammation associated with that. That we have become aware in the last 10 years or so that anti-inflammatory drugs like naproxen and like ibuprofen are actually more effective than giving an opioid. So I think that compared to when I graduated in 1973, there's an appreciation of not using opioids, which don't work on inflammation, the cause of the pain, but that a more effective way of approaching that is use non-steroidals alone or in combination with Tylenol. And there's real good evidence to suggest that that combination is more effective than two Percodans and two ibuprofen, two
hydrocodone or something like that, for instance, right?
Yeah, right.
So the difference between, help us to understand the difference between, and I realize it's the way that the mechanism works in the medicine, between, say, Tylenol, aspirin, and these NSAIDs. I mean, because we think we take a couple of, we have a headache, we take a couple of aspirin, or we take a couple of Tylenol, but ibuprofen we may take for muscle ache. It's all pain, but the mechanisms work differently, don't they?
Exactly, exactly. In dentistry, we avoid using, and in most surgical specialties, we avoid using aspirin because it has an effect on bleeding. Mm. So people take low-dose aspirin to prevent heart attacks and to prevent blood clots and things. So we don't use aspirin in dentistry very much, but we have found that ibuprofen, which works on limiting the inflammation associated with a toothache or with extractions, is more effective than using opioids most of the time. There are times when we need to use an opioid, but it's really rare. And as part of these guidelines that are being published today, I think, we include information about how effective the non-steroidals are.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So how does the ADA decide that it is time to evaluate these things? Is it feedback from members like you, from people who are, in your case, not only a DMD, a dentist, but also a PhD with a master's in public health, researchers who are out there and professors who are teaching, or is it feedback from the general public? Where is that determination made that, hey, it's time to look at things and maybe come up with some different recommendations?
Well, toothache or extraction pain has been studied thoroughly, and to put together clinical practice guidelines properly, evidence-based clinical practice guidelines, you need to go and look at all the literature. And clearly, these guidelines looked at well over 100 studies, well over 50,000 subjects in those studies that demonstrates that, by golly, ibuprofen is really a great drug. It works better than using the opioids for 90% of the pain easily. So what's important, I think, is that these guidelines will affect not only prescribers, dentists, general dentists for the most part. It also affects the public. I mean, when I lecture in Montana and an oral surgeon says, boy, I see the data and it really does show that, you know, two ibuprofen and a Tylenol work better than the opioid I've been prescribing. I agree. I see the data. It tells us that we don't need to use opioids all the time. However, I'm one of three oral surgeons in Billings, Montana, and if I don't prescribe opioids, patients will think that I'm not treating them as well as I could. Mm. This data really tells us that the best thing is, at least initially, is to try ibuprofen and Tylenol as opposed to Percodans and like that.
It seems to me it also, from the general public standpoint, is something that you can pick that up on your way home at CVS or Walgreens or Walmart and not have to go to the pharmacist to get it. And regardless of the level of coverage that you may or may not have in terms of insurance, it's going to make a difference in your bottom line. You may already have it in your medicine cabinet at home. You probably do.
Well, and it's better than having some leftover Percodans
yes,
in your medicine
right,
cabinet, which
right.
is really part of the issue.
Right.
I mean, we really, really emphasize how to dispose of opioids that we might prescribe. Mm-hmm. And avoiding, I mean, I think traditionally we've worked with something that's called just in case. You know, you can see your dentist saying, I don't think you'll need this, but just in case,
yeah.
here's 24 Percodans.
Right.
Well, we don't need to do that. We can actually call it in. So when you have that patient who lives 20 miles away, we used to prescribe some Percocets because we didn't want you to have to come all the way back to the office for another prescription.
It's a Friday afternoon. You might not be open again until Monday over the weekend, just in case, right?
Just in case.
Yeah.
And so what we're saying is, because if you're really having a problem, just call us and we'll figure out maybe there is a situation where you need an opioid.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying is, just in case prescribing shouldn't be done routinely. And I think when I graduated from dental school and practice, I did a lot of just in case prescribing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure those pills are in somebody's medicine closet, you know.
Yeah.
And where they end up, we don't know. So
a big day then for the American Dental Association, but you say also for dentists and for patients as well, in terms of these new guidelines having to do with prescribing, or maybe a better way of saying it is not necessarily prescribing opioids and using NSAIDs instead.
That's exactly what the position ADA has taken. The ADA, you know, initiated that kind of statements 10 years ago or so. Now this guideline and the publication of these guidelines include all of the evidence, and it's kind of a massive document. But the bottom line is, take two Tylenol, take two Advil and a Tylenol, and call me in the morning type of thing.
Is it appropriate if somebody prescribes opioids to you as your dentist, as your oral surgeon, to say, wait a second, I just heard about this, and to ask them about it? Is it in a patient's right to question that? I think I hear from you saying that the answer to that is yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think there's a dentist needs to communicate with their patients, or in some cases their parents of,
right.
of adolescents, what to expect and what to expect if you get an opioid versus another drug.
Yeah.
So I think that conversation is emphasized to a great extent in these guidelines.
Dr. Paul Moore, Professor Emeritus, University of Pittsburgh School of Dental Medicine, our guest here on KDKA. Thank you for your explanation of what exactly this means and for all the research and all the hours that you have spent chairside with patients and taking care of our oral health. Thank you, Doctor.
I appreciate the invitation. Thank you very much.
Wonderful stuff from Dr. Paul Moore at the University of Pittsburgh School of Dental Medicine.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.